This is Akashvani, the news shared by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said, "The two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is unnatural and organic." The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions had been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU.
Trade, technology, investment, innovation, green growth, security, scaling और mobility पर सहयोग का एक blueprint तैयार किया गया है. हमने अपनी teams को एक पारस्परिक लाभकारी bilateral free trade agreement को FTA को इस वर्ष के अंत तक संपन्न करने का निर्देश दिया है.
The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cybersecurity, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced. The Prime Minister welcomed EU's decision to join the Indo-Pacific Oceans Initiative. In her remarks, President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, said, "Under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values." Union Home Minister Amit Shah has directed to take strict action against the entire network that helps Bangladeshi and Rohingya intruders to enter in the country and facilitate their stay. He said, "The issue of illegal intruders is linked to national security and it should be dealt with strict approach." He asked for the identification and deportation of intruders. Mr. Shah today chaired a high-level meeting with Chief Minister of Delhi, Rekha Gupta, Delhi Home Minister Ashish Sood, Commissioner of Police and senior officials in New Delhi. It was directed in the meeting that Delhi government should appoint special prosecutors for quick disposal of 2020 Delhi riots cases. Mr. Shah also asked the Delhi police to identify the places which faces traffic jam situation and find a solution of this to provide relief to public. Secretary West MEA Tanmay Lal today said, "Prime Minister Modi and President von der Leyen have directed their teams that India-EU free trade agreement should be concluded within the year." He was briefing the media in New Delhi after the delegation-level talks between the two leaders. He said negotiations had been ongoing on this aspect. Mr. Lal said there has been progress in the implementation of the MOU on semiconductors, from boosting supply chains to facilitating talent exchange and skilling. There is also deepening collaboration between the India AI Mission and the European AI Office. In Uttarakhand, 32 of the trapped workers have been rescued from a massive avalanche that occurred this morning near Mana village in Chamoli district. BRO Commander Ankur Mahajan told Akashvani, "Teams of ITBP, Army, BRO, NDRF and SDRF are engaged in search operation to rescue remaining workers. However, bad weather is hindering the efforts." Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh spoke to Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami and assured all possible support. India has retained the fastest growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. In the ICC Champions Trophy cricket, rain has halted the Group B match between Afghanistan and Australia at Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore. Earlier, electing to bat first, Afghanistan posted 273 runs in 50 overs, losing 10th wicket in the last ball of their innings. In Women's Premier League cricket, Mumbai Indians set a target of 124 for Delhi Capitals at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru tonight. In reply, Delhi Eves were 89 for 1 in 10 overs when reports last came in. Earlier put into bat, Mumbai Indians scored 123 for 9 in stipulated 20 overs. Minu Mani and Jess Jonathan shone bright with the ball as they picked up 3 wickets each for Delhi Capital. And that is the end of this news bulletin.